Winchester Town Board meeting of July 9th to order. Roxanne, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce the board. On my far right is...
I'm Ken Dayton. Hello.
I'm Bob Mikes.
I'm John Delavos, and this is...
Roxana Valadares.
The first part of the meeting is open to public comment. If there's anything that the general public has to share with us about items that are on this agenda, it's not a time for discussion, action, or votes at this time. It's just basically to afford you the opportunity to speak to us about anything that we might be dealing with this evening that you think it's important. There might be something you want to call to our attention. If you do wish to speak, yes, Commissioner?
It's actually not directly pertaining to tonight, but I want everyone to know that we had scheduled a meet and greet for the 30th, it was, and because I'm on vacation, we're going to reschedule for the August 13th.
Wonderful.
So, hold on. Lots of chicks say your name.
Well, I didn't get to the part where I see you have to say your name.
I can't believe I have the two most prominent, what are you guys, lobbyists?
I think all yours.
Very cool. Anyway, so please on the 13th come. We'll be meet and greet early. We'll have food, refreshments, and
will that be here too?
Yes.
What time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
From 5 to 6.
Okay, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Great.
So, and thank you, members of the board, for serving.
Thank you
very much, Commissioner, for that and for coming as well. If anybody does have a comment, please step up, give your name, spell it so that Veronica can make sure we have it correct for the record. Anyone comments from anyone? If not, then we will move to the approval of the minutes from our June 25th meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. A second?
My second, Bob.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Very good. That's motion's passed. Let's move on to approval of the agenda for this evening. Do any hold items, combine or delete items for possible action? I would like to move for the approval of this evening's agenda. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Second?
I second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Good? Handled? Okay, we'd like to move on to the agenda. We already had our announcement of our neighborhood event. Is there anything from the county commission or any other county board members present, or would any county board people, employees like to identify themselves so that we all know we're here?
My name is Tamori Wells, and I'm the executive assistant to the commissioner.
Outstanding, thank you.
Clark County Department.
Thank you, sir. Okay, very good. We have our first item on the agenda. It's an amendment to comprehensive sign plan DR190417-LV PCPS LLC and LV-AM LLC, a design review in conjunction with a resort hotel on 17.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Is the person here for that item?
That would be me, Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for the Sahara, formerly the SLS.
Yeah.
And that really is about most of the story that I'm here to tell you. It's a new sign program, but in large part it consists of taking out SLS signs and replacing them with Sahara signs. Examples are over there. There's the main pylon sign, which will now have Sahara at the top, and there's an example of a more typical, smaller sign. Mm-hmm. Again, putting the word Sahara on it, basically, and taking down SLS. There are a lot of signs coming down and new ones going up. In general terms, just anyone who cares to look at the whole panoply of things, red signs are totally coming out. Green signs are being replaced, but just changing the copy. Yellow signs are, I'm going to say new, except it's a little bit of a stretch. They're new because they are literally new, but they, most of those tend to be signs that no one would care about. They're like enter the parking garage type signs. There's a bunch of those, and that's that. And some of them say Sahara. Mm-hmm. So there, it is a new sign program. In total, there's less square footage of signage in this program than was previously last approved. So the net effect today, and not saying it'll be that way forever, is a significant square footage reduction of signage. And they've been sensitive to what issue I believe the chairman here raised at one time about brightness of signs that would affect neighbors. Mm-hmm. And toward that end, I'll turn this around so the audience can see it as well. The residential properties, Turnberry, are to the south here. Here's Paradise. Here's Las Vegas Boulevard. The signs that are in the vicinity, sort of Turnberry, are this one called BG1, which is an animated type sign, among other things, but it faces strictly Las Vegas Boulevard. And there's one up here, BG7, it faces strictly Paradise. And then this one, BG6, is a much smaller sign than some of the others. It does face directly toward Turnberry, but it's pretty modest. Now, it is a big sign, don't let me kid you. But I mean, it is the word Sahara in lighting. In other words, it's that color, that gold color, although it's capable of changing color, for example, during breast reduction week.
No, I think it's breast cancer, whatever. Not reduction. No, women, usually they don't want that.
No, I thought it was a nice way to look at it.
I don't know, it's like that.
It can be made to be pink.
Oh, cool. Okay,
but it's lighted from inside. And that's really the bottom line there. It's a large sign, but it just stretches up and down the building and doesn't do anything we think would be obnoxious. And so we're hopeful that... you see it the way staff does. Staff has recommended approval of the entirety of the signs on the property. There are conditions, and we've accepted all the conditions. And we're here really to answer questions, and we expect, you know, some neighbors wanted to hear that we have nothing terribly dramatic in store here. The big signage addition that we're trying to get would face Las Vegas Boulevard for obvious reasons.
Do we have
I promised to turn this around.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I talked about these signs close to and one which faces Turnberry. The one that faces Turnberry would be the one on your extreme right. And that would be right here. But it's basically the word Sahara. It is illuminated from inside, and as I said, it could change colors for special events. But it doesn't can't change copy. It's not an animated sign in that sense. It is animated in the sense that the lighting inside can scintillate and twinkle, for lack of a better term. So happy to answer anything about the however many there are. 40 signs on the property. I thought I would focus on the ones that were either new or potentially more interesting to you. Mm-hmm. And take questions and look through the pile. Oh, this logo is in lots of places on the property.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that the new official logo at this time anyway?
Well,
the yes, I mean,
the
symbolism.
Yeah, plus this is not a typo.
No, I know.
The A's in the Sahara are, in fact, have no crossbar. So, so you could call either one the logo, I suppose.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I have no questions.
No.
Okay. Living at Turnberry, I only have one.
Okay.
The problem with SLS signage for Turnberry, as I saw it living in Tower 1 and looking north, was never actually the letter signage or the actual sign boxes that were lighted. What they ended up doing was they ended up putting uplights on the south side of one of the towers to accentuate it. And because that side of the tower is white and the uplight was white, Turnberry experienced daylight at night for a couple of weeks until they finally understood what we meant, that there wasn't a sign issue, it was actually an uplighting issue. That would be my only caution, would be not to ramp those uplights up, because they really do their job well without being too bright.
Yeah, my impression would be that this format of sign should not need that.
No,
because it's internally illuminated.
And they were doing it, I'm sure, to light the building to make it look impressive.
And I'll pass that along.
Yeah, that was my only issue ever.
And
otherwise, their signs were tasteful.
If anything like that comes up, we'll have, in fact, we'll see that we could get to you a phone number that could be called to tell us, hey, wait a minute.
Well, Andrew Diss is already emailing me back and forth.
Good.
We've had a little discussion, so.
Okay.
Well, is that you?
Well, yeah, hi there. Mr. Chairman. Hey, Andrew Diss with Morello Gaming. And we have Josh Case, our construction project manager, here as well. We're hearing your concerns, and we'll make sure that uplighting is kept to a minimum, so that wasn't.
I know you. I'm sure you know where I mean on the property.
Yes.
Yes. And when they lit that to begin with, it was the building is white on that side, and it was just very bright.
Yes. Yes. So we hear you loud up there, and we'll make sure that it's not an issue for the residents.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I know we all do.
And if you're already in contact, then
we've had
better.
Exchange
and that's the way to fix these things, because you know, responsible people, if you call them and say this is a problem, they'll meet with you and they'll try to solve the problem.
I agree.
Okay.
Anything else on this item? I'd like to make a motion that we approve the item. All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me ask the audience. I apologize. That's my mistake. Any comments from the audience on this item? Okay, hearing nothing, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Staff conditions.
With the staff conditions that have already been stated?
Yes, sir.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Always happy to be here. Happy to see new things happen.
As are we.
Yeah.
Okay, our second item is a street name change. SC-19-0473-305-CCD LLC, changing the Debbie Reynolds Drive to Majestic Plaza Drive, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the north side of Desert Inn Road within Winchester. For possible action, is the person representing the item here?
Yes, good evening. Jay Brown, 520 South 4th Street, and speaking of new things. We're requesting, as you said, to change the name of the public street known as Debbie Reynolds Drive to Majestic Plaza Place. If you show you this, it might help a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is the street we're talking about, is right here. Okay?
I think
the street is approximately.
There.
Yes.
Yeah.
The street is approximately 1,000 feet in length and runs between Convention Center Drive and Desert Inn Road. There are no other structures or active addresses that will be affected by this street name change. The street name change is requested in conjunction with a proposed five-star hotel and spa named Majestic Resort and Spa. And you've approved this entitlement previously, and it's also been approved by the County Commission. The Combined Fire Communication Center has no issues with the name change. And we would ask that you file the recommendation of staff and recommend approval.
Another question. What's over here? Is that your property also?
No.
That's the Marriott.
That's the Marriott that he's talking about.
I think this is the Marriott.
Right. Yeah. Lebanon O'Haney, my office is here, but Lebanon, we're talking about the property over here. That's the Marriott.
Lebanon O'Haney with Jay Brown's office.
That's the Marriott, right? Over here, right?
Across the street? Yeah. The Marriott is on the Convention Center side. This is Meridian by Desert Inn. This property is owned by Marriott, but there's nothing on it. So basically there is no buildings with addresses, because the Meridian is like address off Desert Inn.
Metropolis
is off Desert Inn. Marriott is
right
off Convention.
But they own this property as well.
They own this property, but that There's no structures on it. There was a previous approval that there's addresses that exist, but nothing ever got built. And those, all those, if you look at the records, staff's report, all those applications have expired, so they don't even apply anymore. So basically, there's, by code, if there are addresses, then we're on the hook to buy their cards and letterheads, but there's nothing on that
side. My only concern is that Marriott builds here. Is that going to be a problem with the street name then, favoring this business versus that?
Marriott that got approved, I was at the county when it got approved. It's on Convention Center in Paradise. I doubt they would want this address because they would want a Convention Center address or a Paradise address.
Let me also answer your question this way. This was previously the Debbie Reynolds Hotel, so no one seemed to have a problem. That's why the name was Debbie Reynolds, because the Debbie Reynolds Hotel, that's been demolished. So if they didn't have a problem with Debbie Reynolds over there, they wouldn't have it, I don't think, with our name.
And the Marriott property, as it exists, they have property that encompasses Paradise, Convention Center, and Desert Inn. So Debbie Reynolds is a pretty minor street that they haven't even asked for addresses of. Even with the existing approval.
Are the owners of this property aware of your application for a street name?
Yes, sir.
So they've been noticed, right?
They've been noticed. Absolutely. Everybody surrounding it has been noticed.
Okay.
And typically that's the process.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the board on this?
I have no questions.
I don't have any comments from our audience. Okay, seeing no more comments, I move to approve this street name change. All those in favor, a second?
I second with staff conditions, of course.
Okay,
yes.
Absolutely. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Okay, now it's time for comments by the general public. This period is devoted to matters that are relevant to the board's agenda and jurisdiction. No votes may be taken, but we'll definitely listen to anything you might want to say. Please limit it to 3 minutes, though. Any comments from the audience? All right. Seeing none, our next meeting is July 30th, 2019, and we are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Best meeting ever.